Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Showers. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 59 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Rain. 58 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Showers. 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. WAFFR, radio check and monitoring.
And 8 WCB and 8 WCB, this is Kiwi Whiny.
YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to ya. Sound like a long day today. How's things going?
It was good. It was good. I hit a slight scare because I lost my cell phone. Hang on 1 minute.
Copy that. NAWCB.
Sorry about that. I had to call work real quick because I lost my cell phone, and so I was looking for it, and I just finally gave up and then sat in the car, and I found it. So I wanted to let them know that I actually found them. Need to stop looking.
Yeah, I found that one. That's kind of a scary feeling there when you misplace your cell phone and that. I'm kind of afraid and glad that you were able to find it there.
Yeah, for sure. It worked out. It worked out well, thankfully, and I was a little nervous, but it worked out. So.
Well, I'm happy for you in that way. That's kind of a relief, and well, at least your day is done, and everything I think is right side up again. And this is the long week for you, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully things otherwise outside of the good place cell phone went well for you.
For the most part, my partner was in and out of the room 50 million times. But that's okay. We made it work, and it wasn't a bad day. I'll put it that way. How was your day?
Yes, I remember those days when partner was in and out of the room. That makes it hard because you get stuck with everything there. Anyway, at least, like I say, you're headed north. You got to sweep the day's break, but we're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot going on. Was going to work outside, but with the rain, I did my hermeneutics class there for what they're doing up in Reed City, and we talked to Melissa here a little bit ago. So that's been pretty much it.
It doesn't sound like a bad day. I know it rained pretty much most of the day. I think that kind of kept the calls down, thankfully. But glad that you were able to get a little bit of stuff done in the house and got to talk to Melissa. That's good. We'll get to see him here this weekend. They're ready for the wedding.
Yeah, they're getting ready for it. They're in final preparations. In fact, Lee and Delilah are down in Texas. They're at the counseling seminar. I guess Melissa was going to go, but she wasn't able to. So Delilah took her place. So they're spending, I guess they'll be back on Thursday. Yeah, they're getting, they're finishing up all the preparations for that, for the wedding.
All right, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Hey, Dad, hang on one moment, hang on.
USL, standing by, NAWC.
To any WCB.
Yeah, hey, WCB, everything all right?
good. A couple of coworkers were concerned I couldn't find my phone, so they were calling it and said to call back and be like, hey, I'm good. I found it.
Yeah, there you go. Gets me all clear there over the air. Everything's all set. Some problems been resolved there.
Yeah, for sure. So, you guys ready for the drive north here this weekend?
Yeah, I think we are. I could have flipped over the car tomorrow, but we've been out for once this week and checked it over. So it should be good to go. Finding a good direct way to get up there.
Yeah, we're leaving Sunday morning to head out there. Not really sure which way I'm gonna go, but yeah, we'll get it figured out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm either debating. It's gonna depend. I really want to stay away from going across 57 and 46. There's slower. Might try to depend on traffic, working my way around the Milwaukee Bridge, going up that way, or I might take 59 across to 127 and up. It might take me out of the way, but at least I'm all freeway instead of having to go through all these small towns, stop and start type of thing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We may end up going up towards Memphis and then getting on the I-69 to get across. I think we're staying out in Big Rapids like you guys are, so we might roll that way.
I know I heard there was construction out on I-96 near in Ionia County between Grand Rapids and Lansing, but it might not be bad on Sunday, and then go up 131 from that. It really isn't too far, though, if you were to go up to U.S. Canada Cross. It really isn't too far of a drive south from New City to Big Rapids. Both of those are pretty decent ways to get home.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll do some looking. What time are you guys planning on taking off?
Probably around 11-ish, I'm thinking at this point. Check in is usually about 3 o'clock, so that's what we're going to try for and see how traffic is, but at least we can get in afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's about the time we're looking at, 10, 11 o'clock, taking off then. We'll probably arrive around the same time. And I'm planning on bringing the DMR, and then I've got a 25 radio I'm going to be bringing as well. So.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if I can Morley offers down there. Like I say, last time I wasn't able to get in, so it looks like it's kind of fringe just looking at the map on it, but again, it just depends on the atmosphere and terrain and being inside or outside the building or whatever. So, and we'll wait and see what happens, so we'll give it a try. Probably take that and one of the other radios.
Yeah, depending on what I've got programmed in that other Motorola, I've got the XPS. Maybe I'll let you borrow that one. for P25X to see how you like it.
NHWCB. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll see how things go, and what you think? You're going up there on Sunday?
Yeah. We're gonna go out Sunday. We'll probably leave Monday afternoon, something like that. Sunday evening after the wedding, head back. The plan is to do that. So like I said, we'll probably arrive in Big Rapids probably about the same time you guys do.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. I'm not really sure of the plans yet, but at least I'll try to be listening and try to keep an eye on the monitor on the radio there for things.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, for sure. I'll just throw in another channel for you. I put in a couple of my radios, a Simplex channel, and I figured it's good for like car-to-car type, communication. So just to throw that in there for you, or give you the frequency so you can put it in.
Oh, okay, sure. That sounds great. Yeah, like I say, that kind of works in that realm as well. You don't have to tie up a repeater and kind of car to car or mobile to mobile type simplex communications. And again, good testing the radio in that way. So definitely look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. It works out nice. It's nice to have the new one up for DMR for you as well. It's something that the digital end of things is we've done that, and then there's also P25 simplex as well. And, if I have the right frequencies programmed in on that XTS, you'll have to try it out, because P25 is just it's an awesome system. It is really good. Exactly like the state system.
Hey, beat that, man alive. Definitely, it's good. Again, it's neat to see, and like the word, robust systems there that do the job and work well. But the quality, but also that factor of the roaming and the G-spot. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's pretty neat. And like I said, it's a nice system. Most of the digital systems are nice to have, and for the set, we were talking to Max, and I guess found out that they weren't supposed to take out the DMR system for the set. They were only they're going to take out Winlink, but they didn't specify, so everybody thought the DMR was dead.
Well, that's interesting, because I know that they started out on statewide one, and then they told the people they'd have to use statewide two, but the event one was being utilized. And on even one and two, I couldn't hear the state. I could hear the others, and then later on, then I heard them. But they never, they never announced the net. Usually they announce on the hour what's going on. I'm not going to check in until I hear something further. So that's, I kind of play that clarifies things.
Yeah, I have a theory on that one, and I won't I'll tell you in person. I won't tell you out here because I've got a plot on that one. But that's kind of the back story of that situation. Next time they'll specify on which system is going down.
Yeah, it happens, and again, it's it's part of the drill process, part of the learning curve, communication, and who's doing what, and that. And so this is the time to do that, I guess. But these types of drills are not the real thing.
Well, and that's just it. We were talking about it as it was happening, and DOT, maybe we should say something about GMR going down. I'm like, no, don't say anything, because if this happens in the real world situation, you're expected to know what to do and what you do if a channel doesn't work. Your next mindset would be, okay, this channel's down. Try another channel, and then so on and so forth, or another option in your case plan. So it was good, whether it was intended or not. It worked out well, and a lot of our guys reacted well to it, and I was pleased with the result on our end.
Yeah, I agree. From what I've heard.
I appreciate you reaching out to Oakland there and, reaching out to their EOC and asking if they had power and stuff like that. I appreciate you doing that. We got into our radios. We were working off the new radios the county had got us. And I was like, hey, did we program any other EOC into this? And the answer was nope. And so I was like, okay, well, we need to be able to reach other EOCs if need be. So appreciate your willingness to do that, and that helped out big time.
Glad to help out. Glad to work on that. I wasn't able to monitor them, but I did get in. I talked with our net control, and they provided the information that we needed. And it worked out well, because being over here, I believe they have a Rochester Hills site that I can get into, and it seemed to work well. So glad to be able to reach the system that way.
Yeah, awesome. I appreciate it, definitely. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and get some supper. But appreciate the conversation, a good conversation on the way north. And hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. Stay warm tonight. It's supposed to cool down here in the next couple of days and be more seasonal weather. But hopefully you get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. Definitely a lot of good conversation, a lot of catching up there, and thanks for the ride along there. And glad you found your phone, and made it through today. At least you got tomorrow off, and just take a break, spend some time there with the family. So we'll let you head on in and enjoy the meal, and sit back and relax tonight. But stay warm, and anything, let us know. Tell everyone hello. 73 is the Navy Institute of the Family. Get you down the page. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to Mom. Okay.
KEYNU, KE8LEX. Dave, I got a quick question for you if you have a split second. I don't want to hold you up from going in the house.
Yeah, Dean, what's up?
Is the repeater crackling and kind of not getting through too good at the house? Because I'm over on the same area, and I don't know if I'm having an issue with my antenna setup or if it's just the conditions.
It's a little bit of crackling on this side. I can hear it. So it is not just you. I think it's a repeater something going on.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 73s, and have a good rest of your evening. Kilo F8, Lima Alpha X-ray clear.
You too, Dean. You too. Enjoy your evening. 73s, yeah. K8YNU clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Vicki, November 8, Victor Newman Charlie, and I will be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Whiskey 8. Hello, Papa Lima.
Well, good evening, Whiskey 8 Kilo Papa Lima. Please stand by. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. Nothing heard. Okay, now I'll take general check-ins. So anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call now.
ABAOOE. My name is Mike.
KCHA Dick in Cumberville.
November 8th, Lima Juliet, November. Larry in Metamora.
Okay, I've got W8KPL, AE8OOE, KCHA, and N8LJN. Anybody else? Did I get all the call signs right?
KF8DLF, this is Diane Vasser.
Yeah, mine got screwed up a little bit. Kilo, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Oscar, Echo.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. And Diane, you were KF8DLN.
KF8DLN, ALF, F as in Foxtrot.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. Any other check-ins, please call now. Okay, well, we will start with Kevin, W8KPL, NADLC. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki. Sorry on that check-in. I didn't get my name and my location. I'm mobile in Attica, and I'm Kevin, as you said. I guess driving and talking are one of those things like chewing and gum and walking. I just don't do too well together like that. Not a whole lot to check in with this week. Well, actually, I guess there's a couple of things. We did get a new puppy. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, we lost our old man to... Oops, hang on a minute. We did lost our dog to cancer and ended up getting a new puppy. Nell had surgery on her thumb and ended up getting a puppy that same night. So that was a big day. He's been with us for about a week and he's quite a handful, but we're glad to have him. W8KPL, back to next.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry to hear about your old man. I know you loved him and you were taking good care of him, but good luck with that puppy. I remember getting this one about 10 years ago, and I ended up thinking, what was I thinking? So good luck with that, but have fun with it, and you'll have to give me the name of it. And give my best wishes to Mel. Surgery on the thumb, huh? Well, sorry to hear that, but hopefully everything will be okay. Okay, up next is Mike, AB8OE, and standby Dick, and ACLC.
Yeah, I'm going to be a short time check-in, and as well as Diane, we're putting up E hardware for the winter and getting ready to build a whole bunch more, and we got a bunch of laboratory gear coming, so it's going to be an interesting interesting spring time, I'm guessing, but I don't really have much to add to the net, and you don't either. We're going to get this garage picked up a little bit more, and we've got a road trip coming tomorrow, so this is 7-3 to everybody on the net. This is Kilo, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Oscar, Echo.
Well, thanks for checking in, Mike. I don't know if you're going to be around for the second round or not, but if you are, do tell about the road trip. Kind of interested in that as well. Up next is Dick, KC8VHA, standby Larry, and ADLC.
Hi, Vicki and everybody else on the net here. Everything's going fine here. I spent part of my day, last couple of days, a friend and my wife do craft shows, and so they think up of projects for me to do to try to get things for their craft show, I guess. So the last couple of days I've been making wooden toolboxes that they're going to put a thing on the front that says hot cocoa and places to hang cups and things like that, and try to sell them at their craft show. Good luck. They're going to be in Davidson this weekend. So back to you, KC8VHA.
So it sounds like it's your craft as well as their craft. So, yeah, I remember back in the day I would come up with some big idea and I would enlist my husband to help me produce it. And he was such a prince of a guy. He would always come through for me. So you will be famous and well-loved for what you're doing. All right, Larry, N8LJN, N8VLC, stand by Diane.
N8VLC, and everyone on the net tonight. This is N8LJN, Larry in Metamora. Garrett's not on the net yet, but last night, under his able leadership, we had our first pick class of the new course, the new technician training course. It'll last through the end of November, and if anybody is still interested, the last net we were on. And let's see, Mike and Diane, OOE and DLF, delighted to hear you on the net. I just saw you too, I think it was Saturday, yeah? And I appreciate your support for the presentation we did. And come back often. We don't hear you on this net a whole lot, and we'd be very happy to have you as a regular. So that's it for this first round. This is NADLJN, back to net.
Well, I'm really glad the class took off, Larry, and I liked the picture that they posted on Slack with Garrett up there with the two big screens, and that's got to be making it a lot nicer, I think. So, interested in hearing all about it later on. Diane, you're up next, TF8, DLF, and 8DLC.
Hi, this is Diane, and I'll tell you a little about a road trip. We're going to start out in Jasper and head towards Hemlock, and then head over to Ottawa. Going to pick up some relatives and go visit some other relatives that live in Ottawa. Hoping to see some fall colors. And then that's going to be it for me tonight, KF8DLS. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Diane. I hope you get to see some fall colors, too, because I'm noticing around here they're just not as bright and brilliant as they have been in the past, and I can only think it's because it's been so dry out there with a lack of, you know, lack of rain and so hot, but good luck on that. I hope that you get a glorious display. Okay, now we're down at our first round. Are there any new check-ins? Please call now. Nothing's heard. Well, we'll go back up to the top of the list. W8KPL, Kevin, you're up. NADLC.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki. Finally made it to the QTH, so I'm mobile, not mobile. I'm sitting in the driveway, but I'm still in my vehicle, so I'm not sure technically where I'm at. anyway, so yeah, the pup's name is Nap Times. I'm Your Huckleberry. That's from the Tombstone movie. And we just call him Huck. And Chap, who is Chapter 2, is my other dog. He's still wondering, so when is this thing going home? And bouncing off of, swapping off between that and, this could be a little bit of fun. We can chase each other in the yard, and I can teach him how to dig really deep holes in the backyard. But, yeah, he has a lot of fun. We're really enjoying him right now. WAKPL, back to net.
Well, I can't wait to meet Huck. That'll be. I'm assuming it's the same kind of dog that you had the last time. Maybe I shouldn't, but I can't wait to meet Huck. Mike, I don't know if you're still up for round two, but you're welcome to join us again. AB8OOE. This is NADLC.
It's not Alpha, it's Kilo. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, Oscar Echo. Yeah, Larry, I was impressed. Like I said, you're definitely a better teacher than me. And I picked up a few things. I picked up a few things watching the demonstration. I know I quizzed you about the bandwidth, but they get... I don't know. It's got to be overwhelming to anybody walking into that, no matter what you do with it. But if you break it off into pieces and spoon feed it to them, I suppose it's a whole lot better. But there's not enough time in that little bit of time that you get to do that. It's difficult at best to jam pack that all in, and you probably even rehearsed yours. And I just fly by the seat of my pants. Too many years of partying and rock and roll. I would never straight arrow. Hey, 7-3 to the net, and you guys have a good evening. Hats off to you again, Larry. That was a pretty good display. KB8 all week.
Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry I screwed up your call sign. I've been having a heck of a week myself, but maybe I'll get into it. Maybe I won't. So, up next is Dick, KC8, DHA. Ohio State.
Yeah, it, on these toolboxes that she wants me to make, she says, could you make 20 of them? And I'm thinking, make 20 of them? You know, I mean, seems to me like you got to make a few and then see if you can sell them. Otherwise, why bother to make 20 if you don't sell any of them? So that's one of those things. So I ended up making them 6. And we'll see what happens. So 73 to everybody, and back to Net Control, ACAPHA.
Yeah, that's funny, Dick. Yeah, 20 as opposed to 6. I think I'd start with 6 as well. But thanks for checking in tonight, Dick, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to turn it over to Larry now, NHLJN, NABLC.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and to Dick, yeah, you're absolutely right. You should think of you and if they sell, that quantity of 6 was very gracious. I kind of feel the same way with the wire antenna tech event. I just want to make an announcement for that. We have the wire antenna tech event coming up Saturday, October 25th, from 9 to noon at the club meeting location. And $10 fee for the materials. And you can make an antenna longer than 10 meters if you want, but we'll be starting with a 10-meter antenna. Let's see. I just wanted to make that announcement. I forgot to do that. Mike, you're very gracious there. I think you said you picked up something. I'm sure you know far more than I will ever learn. As they say, you've probably forgotten more than I will ever learn. It is overwhelming, and we had that condition last night. Some of the new tech class participants were struggling, and it's a lot of information and in quite great detail to get your technician license. So, yeah, several people had deer in headlights looks last night. And we're going to work them through that, and they're going to get past. Thank you very much, Vicki, for running the net. Greatly appreciate I don't know what it is, but you always get a bigger audience than me last week. So there you go. Well done. And this is NHLJN 73, everyone.
Well, it hasn't always been that way. I recall, I believe it was my very second net, that I had zero check-ins, and not even my husband checked in. So I was sitting there kind of talking to myself, and then it started getting better after that. But, yeah, the last couple of weeks have been pretty good, haven't they? And I appreciate everybody coming on and chit-chatting. So I am going to stop right there and go back to Diane if she would like to join us for round two. KF8DLF, this is NABLC. All right, I thought that she was on her way out the last time around, so I just want to remind everybody that our meeting is next week, so be there. There's going to be a presentation on nano-DNA done by Will, and that should be pretty interesting. But at this time, are there any more check-ins? Anybody with any further business or rechecks for the net? Well, then I am going to conclude the Lapeer County Net. And thanks, everyone, for joining in. Wish you all a good evening. And I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 7-3, y'all. NABLC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
KU4ZYQ. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ. Yes, it's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, KE4ZYQ.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.